retirement planning with an age gap? Let's find out more from the Money Tracker. Don Grant, CFP. Don.
Good morning. If your spouse is much younger than you, you've probably heard all of those Robin the Cradle jokes. Well, the hardest one may be to make the she wasn't even born when you graduated from high school. That's a tough one. May-December relationships are quite common, and planning for retirement requires extra steps. Social Security is one challenge. When should you trigger those benefits? Several strategies can help a couple maximize benefits. Often, the higher earner should wait at least until their full retirement age, that's FRA, so that the lower earning spouse can collect half of that higher benefit. If the younger spouse retires early to enjoy retirement with the older spouse, they would be penalized taking benefits early. They may be better off waiting till the older spouse is 70 so that the full benefit can be realized. As we age, we tone down the risk in our investment portfolio. In most cases, the younger spouse will need access to that portfolio after the older is gone. It's extremely important to build investments around a risk profile that considers both spouses, not just one. Another challenge is Medicare. The older will collect many years before the younger. It may be necessary for the younger to continue working primarily for those health care benefits. And you may benefit from not taking Medicare benefits, remaining on that working spouse's plan. When the older spouse retires, it may be many years before the younger leaves the workforce. The retired spouse will have a lot of time on their hands without a spouse to enjoy it with. It's important to create a lifestyle that creates the retired spouse occupied. You got to stay occupied. Retirees suffer from depression at a greater rate than their employed brethren, perhaps because they lose the structure and the socialization that often comes with working. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 267-0600.
All right. Thank you, Don. Of course, that is Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP, every weekday morning at this time, right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. So we'll chat with Don again on Monday, 6:53 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Friday morning after Independence Day. People in my neighborhood, I think, pretty much behaved. There was a ton of fireworks being shot off, but I did not hear much after midnight. So I think most people kind of got it done before the midnight hour.
It's generally pretty hard to disbehave in my neighborhood because the fireworks are not allowed in in the apartment complex where I live, as is most apartment complexes. Sometimes there's some neighbors on the other side of the parking lot fence that get some fireworks going, but it didn't really appear to be a thing this year, so just didn't hear that many.
And a little note, it was 70 years ago on this day, Elvis Presley began his first ever recording session for Sun Records.
Ah.
The result was his first single, That's All Right.
That's All Right.
That's All Right, Mama. And on the backside was Blue Moon of Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Elvis getting going with his recording career 70 years ago on this day, on the day after Independence Day. Sun Records right there in Memphis. All right, it is 6:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a big 7 o'clock hour on the way. We've got news, business, weather, traffic, and sports. We'll get you all you need to know heading into this post-holiday weekend. As the 7 o'clock hour is coming up, KNSS News Time, 6:55.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Sabre Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.